Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. A dead body was spotted on Long Island. Neighbors called police, and when a Suffolk County officer showed up to investigate, he was shot. Suffolk County Police offered an update just moments ago.
The Suffolk County police officer is recovering here at Stony Brook Hospital. He is a Navy veteran, a husband, and father of three children. Authorities say if he had turned his head ever so slightly, the outcome could have been different. He was shot in the cheekbone near his eye. The bone was broken. He will survive. In fact, he's up and talking. Authorities say it was in North Bayshore where he was investigating a murder and the suspect started shooting. That suspect was taken into custody. Charges are pending. The victim, that body that was found in the area, he was in his 60s, reportedly in a dispute with the suspect. Both are mechanics. Neighbors say they thought the gunshots were fireworks. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in North Bayshore, Long Island.
Here in the city, the NYPD is on the hunt for four teenagers they say slashed another teenager inside a luxury building here in Manhattan.
The 16-year-old was slashed in the back, left shoulder, and left wrist as he ran into this luxury high-rise lobby here on the west side. He is in stable condition. Police are now looking for four young suspects in connection with this assault. Now, it does not appear to be a robbery, so it's not clear what was going on there, a motive. Also not clear if the victim lives in the building. He may have been just running to get away. It's 400 West 61st Street, part of Waterline Square. And it's a building that you may have seen if you watch the TV shows and Just Like That and Billions. Residents here tell me they weren't aware of what happened, but one mother said she's concerned she has a 19-year-old son. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FDR was closed this morning, the northbound lanes, because of a deadly motorcycle crash. Police say it happened at around 3:45 in the morning near 23rd Street. They found a 31-year-old on the road with severe trauma. He was rushed to the hospital, couldn't be saved. The road was eventually reopened a little before 8. It's not clear if any other cars were involved in the crash. No word of any arrests. Immigrants have been the target of the Trump administration in many ways. In addition to the crackdown by ICE, the president ordered the federal government to stop offering translators and to stop many multilingual services that had been offered. Public advocate Jemani Williams says the city should help fill the gaps. Here,
we think there should be a creation of a mayor's office for language access. We think we want to increase funding and baseline some fundings that have gone to things like language banks and expand the language access that people have access to.
He's down on Center Street right now holding a press conference alongside immigration advocates, elected officials, and others. They're releasing the findings and recommendations of a review on how they can better serve immigrants and the 800 languages that are spoken here in the city. Mayor Adams touting his hotel safety law that was signed into law last year. The Safe Hotels Act intended to create safer conditions for both workers and visitors alike. Also with the goal of boosting the city's tourism industry.
Public safety does not stop at the lobby of a hotel. It continues into every room, every ballroom, every hall, every corridor, and that's what this bill is about.
Well, the law requires hotels to be licensed by the city to operate, also requires hotel operators to train employees on how to recognize human trafficking. Workers are also equipped now with panic buttons in case of an emergency. Brooklyn getting a boost to its mental health resources. Maimonides Medical Center unveiling today a new and expanded psychiatric emergency department. The chair of the psychiatry department, Dr. Abraham Taub, says the data reflects a growing need for more mental health services.
Because access is just growing, demand for access is growing. Many people are not getting seen in time, and so they end up in emergency rooms in crisis.
A recent report on mental health found nearly half of New York City teenagers have experienced symptoms of depression, while nearly a quarter of adults reported experiencing a mental health disorder. Governor Hochul signed a bill into law this morning requiring all New York public schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place. It's called Desha's Law, named for a young girl who tragically died at school.
Playing basketball in gym class. For reasons unknown, she went down. And while there were defibrillators in the area, in the school, they were locked up. People didn't know how to use them. It wasn't proper training. And I believe perhaps her little life could have been saved.
Hochul was joined by the Buffalo Bills, including safety DeMar Hamlin, who went into cardiac arrest on the field in 2023. He and the Bills have since become advocates of critical training and resources in the name of heart health. A Long Island woman is facing animal cruelty charges, accused of keeping a dozen animals in horrific conditions at her East Northport home. The Suffolk County SPCA says Juliana McGarity neglected 6 dogs, 5 cats, and a hamster. They were kept in a home filled with feces, urine, the smell so strong it caused investigators to gag. They could only be inside for short periods of time. The animals had no access to clean water or food, we're told. Investigators say there was a vulnerable adult living at the home under McGarity's care who was being neglected as well. She's facing several animal cruelty charges, as well as endangering the welfare of an incompetent or physically disabled person.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.